Welcome back to Your Reason for Existing. Whatever lurks around the corner, episode 4 is kicking off. And this time, I have a special guest who has asked to remain anonymous. So, instead of using their name, I'm calling them by Deceit. So, Deceit, I assume you've heard of the murders going around lately?
I thought your podcast was about the supernatural, Roman.
It is, and there's something extremely weird about all the bodies the police have found since my last episode.
Do tell.
I did some digging. The news gets their hands on some really good information, you know. All of the victims seem to have bite marks on their arms, and the skin turned black around the mark. So, Deceit, can you think of something that does this to humans?
Poisonous snakes, for one.
Hardly. I think it must be some sort of demon creature stealing human life so they can live longer.
What possibly made you arrive to that conclusion?
This quaint little town does not have serial killers, Deceit. No, no. We are quiet, under the radar, I dare say insignificant. If a killing spree is happening now, it cannot be by human hands.
Just because nothing interesting happens here doesn't mean I can never.
I love how you just referred to the murder as interesting.
Well, you're acting as if you feel the same way. And you know what they say, Roman? Actions speak louder than words.
And how would you know?
It takes one to know one.
See, your cryptic comments are exactly the reason I asked you to be on this podcast. I just hadn't expected you to be quite this skeptical. Help me out here, Deceit. Patton is the only one of my guests who has indulged me so far, and I do not have a long list. If you know anything, do share it with me and my magnificent listeners.
Sorry to disappoint, but I am useless to your cause.
Nonsense. You know more than you let on. You always do.
By all means, test me.
Did you get the mass text from the police last Wednesday?
Yes, I did.
Did you go home after receiving said text?
You mean to the university door? Yes, I did.
And you never encountered any bodies or whatever caused the killings?
Nope.
Yet, you can safely say, with 100% certainty, that this is not the work of demons.
Yes, I can.
Why?
'Cause demons don't exist, Roman.
No, Logan has taught me at least one thing. You cannot disprove the existence of something just because there are no proof that it does exist. Just as you cannot prove the existence of something because lack of evidence that it doesn't. That is not how logic works.
And you think you caught me in some sort of lie, I suppose?
Not a lie, per se, but rather something you said without thinking about it. The murders are not normal, Deceit. There is something going on behind the curtains, and I want to find out what.
And if you just find out that it was a psychopath with two poison syringes, I suppose that doesn't matter?
No, because I am certain that that's not what I will find. Deceit, I told you to switch off your phone.
It's yours, Royal Pain.
Well, I do apologize. Logan is calling. I have half a mind of rejecting the call. Oh, but he just... He's typing a text. Do not dare ignore me, Roman. I'm listening to your show. Just take the... But he just hung up... Oh, he's calling again. Hello, Logan. I'm putting you on speaker.
I would rather you didn't, but I see you've already done. All right.
What do you want?
For you to stop with delusions that might get you hurt, or worse, killed.
Delusions, they're theories, Roman, and as every theory needs, I must gather evidence.
I would listen to your friend.
Ah, but what do you know?
First you say I know more than I let on, and now I know nothing.
It cut out.
Okay. Yes, No, I don't know. Just shut up. Just shut up, both of you.
Think this through, Roman. This is not kids' play. This is real. People died, and you're at risk already, just as everyone in this town is. Poking around the dead to try and satisfy your own selfish curiosity might end your life. This is more than a topic for a frivolous podcast. It's a matter of personal safety. Do not.
I do not care.
Rome.
Nobody believes me. Even Patton. He was just indulging me because he's too sweet of a man who never says no or disagrees with others, especially his friends. I need proof. I need evidence. I need tangible things, and this is my chance to go and get it. None of you need to be happy or supported. I planned to do it alone from the start.
From the start? Since when have you been thinking about this?
It is really none of your business. And this is the end of the episode, magnificent listeners. Hold on, I slurred. It is really none of your business. And this is the end of the episode, magnificent listeners. I hope you all have a hauntingly beautiful night.
Listening to whatever lurks around the corner. Opening music done by Sandra's Tribute on Tumblr. Link to their chipping work in the description below. The cover art was done by Lucy the Android on Tumblr, and the voice actors for this episode were Socially Awkward Noodle as Roman, Jesse's Fabulous as Logan, and Sansabia 42 as Deceit. Link to the other voice actors and all the fighters in the description. And as always, be weird, be wild, but most of all, be yourself.